Hank-O-Rama's the name of the game.
It is time to play Hank-O-Rama. Getting you there to the final round of the PBR World Finals, Sunday, May 18th, AT&T Stadium, Jerry World. You can get your full tickets, details, PBRWorldFinals.com. But totally free right now on a St. Patrick's Day in Texas. And the game, hopefully with luck on your side, Hank-O-Rama. The game within a game, within a game, within a game. All about options. Which means, Hank fan number 9, you will be our contestant to be first up to play Hank-O-Rama. And our games, of course, always popular. And actually chosen more and more lately. Game number one.
Number one!
We literally just said this.
Were you saying something?
We just said this on the radio.
What?
It happened on the air. That's not saying
that's how
things.
That works.
It's kind of like the Men in Black pen. That'll just erase whatever just happened every
time
you
blow that. Try and replicate this, yeah.
That's game number one to play. We just said this. Number two.
Number two.
Not necessarily generica today. St. Patty's Day trivia.
Oh, no generica.
Or door number three.
Number three.
Are you smarter than a DJ?
Yes.
Good morning. Who's this? Where are you?
Shaler at Amingus.
How are we on Amingus Monday? St. Patrick's Day, no less.
Oh, doing good. Doing good.
Shaler.
That's a fancy
yes,
name.
Yes, sir.
That has a Celtic tone to it there, boyo.
Or he's ready to set sail with some yacht rock.
Do we have any Irish in the bloodstream there, boyo?
Oh, very little, very little.
That's
you
all
can
that
still
counts
claim
today.
It. Yeah, that's all you need.
Absolutely.
Let's
I claimed
party.
It on my taxes, actually. Yeah.
I do like the great beer, though.
So, all right. Shaler and Mingus, you are our Hank fan, contestant number 9. I'm Hank. I can't break the accent. It's stuck. It's stuck.
It's innate.
It's gonna happen. You're our contestant here in Hank-O-Rama. You're Hank fan number 9. Which game do you want to play for the PBR passes? Number 1, we just said this to a St. Patrick's Day trivia. Or door number 3, are you smarter than a DJ?
Let's do door number 3.
Door number three. Are you smarter than a DJ? That means it's Ms. Heather Lee's time to leave the studio. And, Shaler, I will ask you and Heather the same question. Shaler, if you get it correct right off the bat, you win your way all the way to the PBR. If you get it wrong, hope she gets it wrong. And if you get it wrong and she gets it right, well, she'll play the flute and then punish us all.
It's okay. I'll play it anyway.
No, that's
don't worry. And it's a
I think
whistle.
You're supposed to leave the studio.
Will you take
the flute, too? That would be great. All right. Very nice. Here is your question. All right, Shaler. We are supposed to traditionally, on a St. Patrick's Day, wear green. Why is it we're supposed to wear green? Is it A, that is what St. Patrick himself was wearing when he drove the snakes out of Ireland? Is it B, it makes you invisible to leprechauns and they can't pinch you? Or is it 3, it's because of the Irish flag having green in it?
Flag.
You're going to say the Irish flag because it has green. All right, there it is. Final answer. Heather Lee coming in.
Don't worry, I didn't lose my whistle.
Okay.
I got it.
Flute survived.
We're all here.
All right, why do we wear green on St. Patrick's Day as the tradition dictates? Is it A, because that's what St. Patrick was wearing when he drove these snakes out of Ireland? Is it B, it makes you invisible to leprechauns and they can't pinch you, according to lore?
Dear.
Or is it C, because of the colors of the Irish flag?
Answer is obviously because you want to match the Trinity River with all those meth gators inside.
Yeah.
They won't see you. You don't want to get involved with that. Trust me.
Right,
go D. Go D, Shaler.
That's not the correct answer, even though that might be a factual statement that the Trinity is green. It's not for the holiday. It is actually B. It makes you, according to the tradition and folklore, invisible to leprechauns, and they can't pinch you.
Kind of like John Cena, huh?
Yeah, that also works for Elon, too.
Oh.
Shaler, you're going to the PBR. The luck was on your side, ultimately, for a St.
Patrick's
Day.
That's what I'm talking
about. You still have my whistle.
Yeah, well, luck just ran out. That's unfortunate. That's Hank-O-Rama!
Thank you. Thank you very much.